flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the picks of the week. And we are down to just two games. NFC Championship game, 3 o'clock on Sunday. AFC Championship game, 6:30 Sunday. One's in Kansas City. The other is in Philadelphia. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right now, as it sits, and we'll pick through the Super Bowl, obviously. Orange sits at 20-27. Mike is at 20-27. Turtle, 25-22. I'm at 29-18. We are going to pick three, all right, categories, whether it's the score, meaning, you know, again, the spread, or over-under of the total. Which Mike just told me, I guess it went up. Earlier in the week we did the podcast, Mike, it was 47.5 for both games. And now you're telling me the NFC has gone up.
NFC's at 47.5. AFC went up to 48.5. So they're expecting more points now, I guess. Somebody is. And I think the Bills Chiefs goes under.
I do too.
You know, because two good defense. I mean, I don't know. We'll get into it here in the picks.
But, all right. Yeah.
That went up. Number went up by 1 point.
All right. And then obviously we'll pick an additional bet because that will make us, you know, whole with three picks. All right, Big O, I know that Turtle sent you his stuff, but you may have to jump in and give us one additional pick or even a prop bet if you want to add that in. If you can find, you know, yards for Mahomes or for Josh or, you know, any of these guys, if you want to add that in as well. We can do that simply because we've only got two games to pick from as we've dwindled down from the start of the season. All right, Big O, you're up 20-27. Tell me who you like in these games and then give me a third bet.
All righty, gentlemen. I'm going to take both road dogs this week.
Whoa.
Both road dogs. So give me the Commanders plus the 6 against the Eagles, and give me Buffalo plus the 2 versus the Chiefs.
Okay.
Taking both road dogs. I don't know if Washington wins outright, but I don't think that's a 6-point game, and I do think that Buffalo does. This is the year for them. They went outright this year. So give me those two.
Didn't we say that last year when Kansas City came to Buffalo? If not, now when?
Yeah. They had home field. I know. Right.
Fool me thrice. Shame on me, I guess.
Okay. So you like Buffalo. You like the Commanders to cover. And what is the number, by the way? Is it 6 still?
It's at 6.
Okay. And then give me one more. Do you like the over-under on any of these games or maybe a prop bet?
I think we are not going to see an abundance of points in that Eagles-Commanders game, partly because Jalen's hurt. And like B-Mac said earlier, Jalen hasn't passed for 150 yards in any of the playoff games thus far. So, yeah, the under is over-under is 47.5. It's going down, opening up at 48.5. So give me the under at 47.5. I like that one.
All right, good stuff. We will see. I mean, look, as far as the scoring in either one of these games, I do think, just because based on their last game, guys, the last time the Commanders and the Eagles met, it was 36-33. Okay? Now, I get it. It's regular season. The point is, and that was a game in which Hurts was out. There should be scoring in this game.
Right.
Okay? Mike Bell, you're up, man. 20-27. Tell us what you like.
Hey, man. I am with Oren. I like both of the road teams in this one, but
there can be only one.
I still have this sinking suspicion we're going to get stuck with the Eagles and the Chiefs and a rematch from 2 years ago of the Super Bowl.
That's right.
But I'm going to go with the Commanders. I'm going to go with Sergeant Slogan. who loves doing hard stuff with good people.
That he does.
It is, again, as Oren mentioned, plus six. I'll take the Commanders plus six. I got a prop bet, though, for you.
Okay.
And tell me if you like this one. I got this from the Covers website, which I subscribe to. But I'm going to go with the over on this. And it's the over-under Saquon Barkley longest rush over 23.5 yards.
Ooh.
I'm going to say
he busts one. Now, I'm saying he takes it to the house,
yeah.
But he's going to have one that'll it'll set the chains.
I like that.
So I'm going to go over on that one.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
And then the other one is I'm going to go under since it went up to 48.5. It is up to 48.5 right now. That's the AFC, which is the night game, Bills and Chiefs. I still think it goes under. I think it's going to be lower, some turnovers perhaps. I don't know. I just feel, and the weather's not really a concern in both, I don't believe. I know in Philadelphia it's going to be in the mid-30s, so it's not going to be like Arctic freezing. Real quick, I just want to make sure I get this right before I make something stupid. I want to see what it says up there in Kansas City, and I'm Googling. I'll be Googling it right now on my phone, and I'll tell you right now. But I do like the under in this one, regardless of the weather. Just feel it's going to be a lower-scoring game. Kansas City is going to be 40 degrees.
So, oh, that's not bad.
32 on Sunday night.
That's not bad.
So not miserable.
So give those to me one more time.
Once again, guys, I'm going to take the Commanders getting the six. I'm going to take the under of Buffalo and Kansas City, and I'm going to take the over rushing yards. It's going to be a play. The longest Saquon Barkley rushing play will be over 23.5 yards. Money line on that, by the way, is -115.
That's not a bad bet. Seriously, that's not. All right, give me Turtles. What is he picking this week?
So Turtle only sent me two, so I asked him for one more. So I'm going to hold for that.
Okay.
But
okay.
He, I guess this is a popular pick now because he's also got the Commanders plus the six.
Oh no, we just jinxed it.
Yeah, we're all in trouble now. But he's going to Riverside me here. I got to double check this line. He has KC at -1.5. I got it listed here as two. Do you guys have it at 1.5 or two? Where are you looking?
Two.
Two. Okay. We'll go with the two. So he's got KC minus the two.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, and we will await. He will send us that because again,
and Tommy can throw a prop bet in there if he wants.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was just looking at Mike. What is it? I don't know if you're still on that site. What does it say for Jayden Daniels passing yards?
That's what I'm looking for right now. That's not one of the picks that they like. So that's the thing. The over under I saw was for 205.
See, I'd go over.
I think they got to if they're going to win.
Yeah,
he goes under that in the loss, over that in the win.
Correct. All right, that's what I was looking at. I just want to see if you saw it. Guys, for me, I'm with O on this. I do like the Commanders to cover the six. I think this is a field goal game. I do not think it's a six-point game. Eagles obviously could still win this game, and they could blow them out. Who knows? But under the circumstances that they've seen each other twice, they split. By the way,
I just got an update on it, 222.5 yards. It's the over-under.
I'm still going over.
I think I got to go over. If they're going to win, here's the thing. If they're playing from behind, they hit that anyway.
I'm going to take that as my prop bet. But
I like it.
they snapped the Eagles 10-game win streak when they beat them. And
knocked Jalen out of the game.
Out of the game. And this is a 6-point game, according to the odds makers. I'm going to take the road dog as well to cover the six. And then give me the Bills. I might be crazy. Maybe we are, Mike. Maybe this Mahomes thing is just what it is, and he's just that damn good.
Yeah.
But I will take the Bills to cover, and I'm going to take that prop bet. I like the 225 over for Jaden Daniels. I think he's just playing at a high level. And again, guys, they had five turnovers in the game against the Eagles when they beat him. And he threw the touchdown pass at the end of the game to win it. I'm just telling you, he's overcome these turnovers if, right, in fact, that plays a role in Sunday's game. And it easily could, but I still think he's going to throw for more than that.
The other thing is the rushing yards and Jaden Daniels picking him up, putting him down, they really did not allow him to get outside of, you know, the tackles box.
They contained him, yep.
So if you look at if you go back and you look at Jaden Daniels' game log and you see, wow, in the loss, the run was not affected. The running game, he used his feet in the win. We also had five touchdowns. You mentioned the two interceptions. But, yeah, they're going to rise. They're going to rise and fall with Jaden Daniels in this game.
I think so, too. All right, we'll get to Turtle's last prop bet there, if he's got one or another bet to make it whole again at 3. But this should be a good weekend, man. I hope we get entertaining games. Honestly, you know, we said we were rooting for the Commanders because it's a story we've never seen before.